I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. When StoryCorps visited Charleston in 2012, Mary Alice Mack talked with her friend Christine Jackson, who was the executive director of the Charleston YWCA for decades. Jackson had just taken on the role when the organization's Charleston locations integrated in the 1960s. Here's Mary Alice.
Now, I know there are many, many, many experiences that you can share because you served as executive director for 36 years. You've been able to see the YWCA continue in this community.
You know, when I went to the YWCA, segregation was a way of life at that time. So you had the Black Cumming Street YWCA, and you had the white YWCA on George Street.
Perhaps you might want to mention, too, that the Cumming Street YWCA was a branch of the National YWCA. And they were not about to have any Blacks as a part of their facility on George Street. And I think they were more than happy to keep us as a branch, and they can more or less tell us what to do.
We continued as the Cumming Street YWCA for a few years. And then the National YWCA wanted some action on our part, but to make a long story short, it ended up with the Cumming Street YWCA becoming the only community YWCA in the charter area. The other YWCA went out of existence because they did not subscribe to the goals of the National YWCA.
And of course, it took a lot of legal action for this to be accomplished. And there were several years that went by before this was actually achieved.
And when you think of there were only four YWCAs in the state of South Carolina, there were no challenges like Charleston, South Carolina. I feel real, real, real proud to see that the Cumming Street branch became the community YWCA in 1967.
What year was it that you were hired as executive director of the YWCA?
1966. Wow, that's just hitting me. That I was brand new and had to.
And that's why I thought it would be a good thing to ask you that question, because it was so soon after you became executive director.
And I had never had any kind of experience like that.
But you had energy. In fact, you still got energy. I'd never seen you tired. And during the years that I served as board member and just a volunteer.
And board president.
You were, board president. You were always busy doing something. You were always going somewhere to another community meeting, to another organizational meeting. You were constantly on the go. You might be termed the Energizer Bunny because you were tireless.
Christine Jackson and Mary Alice Mack at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston in 2012. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more StoryCorps narrative interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.